last time I took a road trip? How many national parks could I hit in 2 weeks? What about hotels? Wait, hey, Erica, how much am I spending on travel?
When your questions about life turn into questions about money, there's Erica, the virtual financial assistant to help you spend, save, and plan smarter. Only from Bank of America. What would you like the power to do? Erica is only available in the English language. You must download the latest version of the mobile banking app, only available on select mobile devices. Your chat may be recorded and monitored for quality assurance. Message and data rates and additional terms may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Discover how to unlock your full potential with our comprehensive summary and infographic of The Happiness Advantage by Sean Acor. Gain valuable insights and practical tips to enhance your happiness and success.
StoryShots is proud to bring you this free audiobook summary. Do you want to get access to more free audiobook summaries like this? Subscribe and click the bell button now to get notified each time we upload a new summary. You can also download our free app and enjoy thousands of other summaries of best-selling nonfiction books that are available in text, audio, and animated formats.
StoryShot summary of The Happiness Advantage, the 7 principles of positive psychology that fuel success and performance at work by Sean Acor. Introduction.
Imagine a world where success doesn't lead to happiness, but happiness leads to success. This is the world Sean Acor introduces us to in The Happiness Advantage. Acor, a Harvard graduate and positive psychology expert, challenges the idea that hard work and success lead to happiness. Instead, he proposes that happiness is a precursor to success. Extensive research in the field of positive psychology backs this revolutionary perspective. It provides a roadmap for achieving personal and professional fulfillment. The Happiness Advantage doesn't just explore happiness in theory. It is a practical guide to enhancing every aspect of our lives.
About Sean Acor.
Sean Acor is a distinguished Harvard alumnus and lecturer. He is also a leading figure in the burgeoning field of positive psychology. His research into happiness and human potential has garnered attention from numerous media outlets, including The New York Times, The Wall Street Journal, and CNN. Acor's TED Talk, The Happy Secret to Better Work, is one of the most popular of all time, with over 20 million views. His other best-selling books include Before Happiness and Big Potential. Acor's mission is to share the findings of positive psychology with the world. He wants to help people and organizations realize their full potential and cultivate a culture of positivity and success.
Story Shot 1. Happiness fuels success.
Sean Acor's research indicates that happiness is not a byproduct of success, but a critical precursor to it. He argues that when we are happy, our brains function better and are more productive, creative, and motivated. This means that happiness can help us maximize our talents and achieve our goals. In fact, studies have shown that individuals with a positive outlook tend to outperform those with a negative outlook. For instance, a study conducted by MetLife found that optimistic salespeople outsold pessimistic ones by a huge 37%. This suggests that having a happy and positive outlook can directly contribute to one's success in their endeavors. In short, we need to prioritize and cultivate happiness in our lives if we want to unlock our full potential and achieve greater success. Happiness is not the belief that we don't need to change. It is the realization that we can. Sean Acor.
Story Shot 2. Our mindset is the fulcrum and our effort is the lever.
Our mindset and effort play crucial roles in determining our potential for success. Acor compares our mindset to the fulcrum and our effort to the lever. By adjusting our mindset and increasing our effort, we can conquer our perceived limitations and achieve more than we thought. To illustrate this concept, let's take the example of a student who struggles with math. If they change their mindset from, "I'm bad at math," to a growth mindset of, "I can improve with practice," it can have a big impact on their performance. With this shift in mindset, the student becomes open to the idea they can develop their abilities through effort and dedication. In conjunction with this new mindset, the student must also put in the necessary effort to study and understand the material. By investing time and energy in practicing and grasping the concepts, they can massively improve their math skills. This shows the power of combining a positive mindset with consistent effort in achieving success. In summary, by changing our mindset to one of growth and effort, we can reach our potential and gain fantastic outcomes, even in areas where we struggled at first. The mental construction of our daily activities, more than the activity itself, defines our reality. Sean Acor.
Story Shot 3. The Tetris Effect shows how our brains can be retrained.
Playing Tetris repeatedly can condition our brains to recognize patterns and shapes. In the same way, we can train our brains to identify possibilities for personal and professional growth. This phenomenon is known as the Tetris Effect. By retraining our brains to scan the world for ways to enhance our performance and increase our success, we can unlock our full potential. For instance, a manager trained in the Tetris Effect might spot ways that processes can be improved that others miss. This can lead to increased efficiency and productivity in their team. The Tetris Effect is about developing a mindset attuned to spotting ways we can improve every aspect of our lives. By consistently scanning our environment, we can develop a habit of seeking out ways to enhance our skills and abilities. This can lead to greater success and fulfillment in both our personal and professional lives. In summary, the Tetris Effect is a powerful tool that can help us retrain our brains to identify opportunities for growth and improvement. By cultivating this mindset, we can increase our chances of success in all aspects of our lives.
Story Shot 4: Falling Up.
Adversity and failure are inevitable in life, and it is our response to these challenges that shapes our future. The concept of falling up refers to a mental state where we perceive adversity not as a stumbling block, but as a stepping stone to new opportunities. When faced with setbacks, we can choose to view them as devastating roadblocks or as valuable learning experiences. A prime example is an entrepreneur whose business fails. Instead of being discouraged, they can adopt a falling up mindset and see the failure as an opportunity for growth and improvement. They can learn from their mistakes, identify areas for improvement, and use that knowledge to build something even better. Using the falling up mentality, we can reframe adversity as a catalyst for personal and professional development. Rather than allowing failure to define us, we can use it as a springboard to propel us forward. This mindset shift enables us to approach challenges with resilience, creativity, and a wish to learn from our experiences. In summary, the concept of falling up encourages us to view adversity not as a roadblock, but as an opportunity for growth. It helps us to change setbacks into stepping stones toward new possibilities and shape a more successful path forward. For me, happiness is the joy we feel striving after our potential. Sean Acor.
Story Shot 5. The Zorro Circle can help us beat overwhelm.
Sean Acor recognizes that feeling overwhelmed can hinder happiness and success. To overcome this, he proposes a strategy called the Zorro Circle, which involves focusing on small, manageable goals. The Zorro Circle suggests starting with smaller elements within our control. Then, we can gradually expand our circle of influence and gain control over larger ambitions. For instance, imagine someone who aspires to write a book but feels overwhelmed by the enormity of the task. Instead of fixating on the entire book, they can break it down into smaller, achievable goals, such as writing just one page a day. By focusing on writing one page each day, we can make steady progress towards their larger goal without feeling overwhelmed. This approach allows them to build momentum, gain confidence, and establish a consistent writing habit. As we expand our Zorro circle and become more comfortable with the process, we will have greater control over our ability to complete the book. The Zorro circle strategy stresses the importance of starting small and slowly expanding our efforts. By breaking down huge tasks into manageable steps, we can ease stress, stay motivated, and make steady progress toward our goals. In summary, the Zorro circle approach allows us to overcome feelings of overwhelm and work towards our larger aspirations. This strategy allows us to gain control over our ambitions and increase our chances of both happiness and success.
Story shot 6. The 20-second rule turns intention into action.
Relying solely on willpower for long-term behavior change can be challenging since our willpower is limited. The 20-second rule involves making positive habits 20 seconds easier to start and negative habits 20 seconds harder to start. By using this approach, we can turn our intentions into actions. This simple rule can make a significant difference in our ability to form new healthy habits. For instance, if someone wants to practice guitar daily, they can keep their guitar out and easily accessible rather than tucked away in a closet. The reduced effort required to start playing will make it more likely that they'll follow through with their intention. The 20-second rule recognizes that small changes in our environment can have a big impact on our behavior. By making it easier to start positive habits and harder to start negative ones, we can rewire our brains and establish new patterns of behavior. In summary, the 20-second rule is a simple yet powerful strategy that can help us form new healthy habits. By making positive habits easier to start and negative habits harder to start, we can turn our intentions into actions. This increases our chances of long-term success. This is the end of part one and the free shot of this book. Thanks for listening. Get the full text, PDF, infographic, animated video, and audiobook summary of this book, and thousands of other books on the StoryShots app. What should our next book be? Suggest or vote it up using the Vote for New Book survey on the app. To dive into the details and support the author, order the full audiobook for free using the link in the description or the StoryShots app. Did you like the lessons you learned here? Comment, share to show you care, or let us know by contacting us at support@getstoryshots.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Did you like this audiobook summary? Click the like button now to support our channel. If you don't want to miss out on new free audiobook summaries, subscribe and click the bell button. You can also download our free app and enjoy thousands of other summaries of best-selling nonfiction books that are available in text, audio, and animated formats. StoryShots has been featured by Apple, Google, and The Guardian as one of the world's best reading and learning apps. Go to getstoryshots.com and download the app today.
Interested in diving deeper into this topic? Check out our related book summaries.
Drive by Daniel H. Pink. Mindset by Carol S. Dweck. Flow by Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi. The Obstacle is the Way by Ryan Holiday. The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor E. Frankl. The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen R. Covey. Thinking, Fast and Slow by Daniel Kahneman. The 4 Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. Tiny Habits by BJ Fogg. Atomic Habits by James Clear.